Tropical Gym. You're back on the beach, Jim, I see.
Literally, I never left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 guests. I have the recording already started, so we'll wait for Andrea to...
Hello.
Oh, okay. Audio works, sounds like. And yes. Lucinda and Adrian, you're both on, right. Activated.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay. I have started the recording. Jim, do you want to introduce everybody, or should I just kick it off and say good morning?
Well, I think we should have Andrea. Will we have a visual for you?
You will not. I'm sorry. I'm at work, and this is the best I can do right now.
Okay. I guess my concern is so that we don't all just jump in and talk at once. And if we have a visual, you can raise your finger like this, and this lets you know that it lets us know that you'll be the next person speaking. But I guess, Andrea, we're going to have to wing it with you.
I thought it was an audio recording. I'm sorry, I'm not in a spot to...
No, it is an audio recording, but we can see each other.
Yeah, what we'll play, it'll just be played over the radio without video, but yeah, it was just for our convenient, or you know, ease of communication. But
all right, let me see if I can get somewhere where I can sit down and do that. I was just planning to be multitasking at work.
Sure. So.
I'm going to go on mute here for a second. So maybe if there's other information, feel free to share that. It's going to be a couple minutes for me.
I don't think I've met Lucinda.
Hi.
And your last name?
Meshberg.
Ah, so you are the Sydney one?
Yeah.
So Lucinda... Well, how do you go by?
Lucinda's fine. My pronouns are she, her.
I thought your brother was going to be in this, Lucinda.
Yeah, he has work today, so I don't think he could.
Okay.
All I will say is that please don't swear, because then I would have to edit it out. We can't swear on the radio. And how long do you suppose we'll chat for here, guys? Half an hour or so? I don't think we have anything else lined up for that day, do we, Jim?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Andrea, how do we pronounce your last name?
Just Marcaccio.
Marcaccio. And got it, Marcaccio. Okay. I can introduce everyone, and we're here to talk about the Sandpoint Pride Festival. And I'll start with Andrea. Who wants to give the overview?
I think Adrian should do purpose and kind of like why we're holding Pride. And then I'm happy to do additional support, focus on anything like sponsors or safety or venue.
Okay.
That sounds good for me.
Okay, we'll start with you, Adrian. And then if people want to add, Lucinda or Andrea, if you want to add, go like this. And then I know that you're ready to jump on. Let's turn this into a conversation. We can talk about, begin with the purpose overview. And then somebody want to talk about the schedule for the day. And Andrea, you can talk about vendors. And then we need to talk about, in light of what happened in Coeur d'Alene, concerns up here and what precautions, what should we know, that sort of thing. If people are concerned about safety, bringing their family, their grandparents, their children. Okay.
And I think it's really important that we try to frame these things as like community versus like it's fearful for one particular group. I just want to make sure that that's important. That's important to me, that we're just not framing it like it could just be scary for kids. I think it's important that we just generalize.
Okay, then you be the person lead the discussion on that.
Great.
What time will this be aired?
This goes on at 8 o'clock. Well, the morning show is from 8 to 9 every Thursday. This will go on the 14th.
Okay.
Jack, is there a way that when we did a previous one with Bill Collier last week, the voices were not the same? Well, since we're all in one location and there's no wind or whatever, is it important to be close to your screen or what?
It'll sound it looks like everybody's in a quiet space, so it should pick it up pretty well. If anybody has a microphone, it'd be appropriate to plug it in, but that's okay. We can just use your built-in mics and that's fine. I expect it'll sound a good deal better than the one we did with Bill did.
Okay.
Looks like,
One last thing before we begin. Since this is radio, oftentimes voices sound the same. So this is Andrea speaking. When we, you preface by who's speaking, that's an aid to the listener. Okay. Okay, anytime you want to begin.
Okay. Good morning. You're listening to the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Jack, and that's Jim, and we are hosting a pre-recorded interview with Adrian Murillo, Andrea Marcaccio, and Lucinda Meshberg. I hope I pronounced those names roughly correctly, and you can correct me if I didn't. The topic today is the Sandpoint Pride Fest, which when you hear this on July 14th, will be coming up, I believe, this weekend.
July 16th, for sure.
So why don't we kick things off, I think, with Adrian and just discussing the overall point of the Sandpoint Pride Fest. What do you say your goals are, and what is the mission of this Pride Festival?
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Adrian, and this will be the second annual Gay Pride celebration in Sandpoint. And the purpose of it is to affirm the equality and dignity of LGBTQ two-spirit communities. And we also want to acknowledge and appreciate their contributions to society, sometimes offered in heroic, spectacular ways, but more often than not in quiet, unsung ways that escape public notice. And we also want to inspire engagement and continual support to the ongoing movement to secure the rights, freedom, and safety of queer and trans individuals in our town, in our community, in Idaho in general, and the nation. We gather because this is how we build and strengthen our resilience. And it's my personal opinion that queer people are resilience makers. This is what we have done traditionally, historically, wherever you find the arts, healing arts, change activism, you'll find queer energy. And we want to celebrate that. We want to acknowledge that. And we want to have fun doing it. We're going to have a lot speakers and music, a drag show, and a dance at the evening. There'll be spoken word poetry. There'll be a blues trio, another band. There'll be a marching band. And speakers, the mayor of Sandpoint will be one of the speakers, and we'll have a couple of speakers from ACLU Idaho. One of them will be the keynote speaker, and the other one will speak about specifically to their experience as a trans person, as well as a lot of the anti-gay and anti-trans legislation that got passed here in Boise and what ACLU is doing about it. So, we also want to have a good time.
Okay. Adrian, let's give a sense of place to our listeners. Where is this going to take place, and so that they can have an idea of where to be?
Sure. This will be in Sandpoint's Granary District on Church Street between 5th and 6th Avenue and between Church and Oak Street. That whole parking area, it'll be outdoors. The stage is outdoors between Matchwood Brewery and Evans Brothers Coffee.
Okay, and who'd like to describe the day's events in terms of when it begins and what to expect?
Yeah, I can speak to that. This is Andrea. I'm co-chair of the Pride Planning Committee and co-owner of Matchwood Brewing Company. We have a number of opportunities to be involved. First and foremost, I'd be remiss not to say we're still looking for volunteers to help us both the night before get set up and the morning of, and then during the actual event, and then on Sunday for cleanup. So if you go to our website, sandpointpride.com, click on the volunteer tab, you can sign up today. We've got some great safety training for our volunteers. We have t-shirts that will make us identifiable. And then we'll have some other perks for those folks who show up and help our community put this event on. So that's really important to note. You can learn more, like I said, at sandpointpride.com. The events on Friday night are kind of a piggyback event. So we're calling the 15th and 16th an umbrella Pride celebration. On Friday night, we have partnered with the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, and they are celebrating their 30th anniversary in existence, and all the hard work that they've done to keep our area open-minded, thoughtful, and safe, and build community. And so there's going to be a number of performances, and you can check that out on their website. There'll be posters around town for that portion of the event. That starts at 4 p.m. on Friday the 15th and runs until 10 p.m. And then in addition, that evening we'll be gearing up for the next morning. So we'll have a lot going on Saturday, which is kind of the traditional Pride celebration. Starts at 2 p.m. with about an hour-long speaking program. We have some great local MCs, young, old, folks from all over who are going to be introducing our guest speakers that Adrian mentioned earlier. And then around 3 p.m., we're going to start some really great performances, a variety of things. Adrian's going to be performing as a poem, activism poet, and songwriter. So that's going to be really exciting. He's been plugged into the planning process and I think has a deep connection to the purpose of this event. So he's going to kick it off and really just round out a great speaking program with some really great intention. And then we'll go from there. And we've got the Liam McCoy Blues Trio. And then we've got a headliner band that we're announcing this week. So it's not out yet. It's not public. So you can check our website for that information. That they'll go on around 5:30, 7 p.m. We have the drag show. As Adrian mentioned, a number of drag performers will be coming from the region. We had one last year. It was a huge, huge hit. Super fun. And that'll be outside. And you can check out our website, sandpointpride.com, to learn more about those performers and their bios. It's really an exciting part of the day. And then we will end the night with a dance and kind of an outdoor DJ, really exciting moment where we can kind of just celebrate who we are. I think kind of getting into our bodies and feeling that freedom of community and safety that we're hoping to build for the day. And we'll close up the event at 10 p.m. on Saturday. And then we'll be back the next morning to clean up and debrief. So that's Sandpoint Pride.
Okay. And I understand there's going to be vendors there as well. Can you talk about some of the vendors?
Yeah, I want to make sure I have this list right in front of me because it is extensive. So one of the other key pieces of Sandpoint Pride is to make sure that we are promoting advocacy, activism, and then a sense of community for services, public health, et cetera. And we all know those things impact having a healthy LGBTQI2S community here in Northern Idaho. So let's run down the list of folks who will be there. The Human Connection, the ACLU of Idaho, Safe Passage, Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, Spectrum Center of Spokane, Sandpoint United Methodist Church. We've got a couple businesses who are supporting us this year who offer care or other things to the community. Wild Idaho Rising Tide, Mountain State's Early Head Start, North Idaho AIDS Coalition, North Idaho Pride Alliance, Bonner County Democrats, and a few others. So we're really excited. I got contacted by a business in town and they asked, how can I appoint members of my team who maybe identify or have members of their family who need support and or services in all over the areas of health and where to do that thoughtfully. And so I said, come on down to this advocacy portion of our day. That'll run from 2 to 8 p.m. You can meet all of these businesses, nonprofits, and advocacy centers firsthand, learn what they do, sign up to volunteer, and get involved. And it's a huge resource to have all of these regional people in the same place at the same time. And that was a really great part of the event last year and should be again. We have even more vendors this year.
There we go. Microphone on. How did the festival get started? Who organizes this whole, this is quite a weekend you guys have planned. Who's the organizer what group is organizing it? What is Sandpoint Pride, I guess, would be the big question. Who is Sandpoint Pride?
Adrian, do you want to lead or do you want me to?
Well, you can go ahead and start because you can speak to last year's and then I'll take it from there.
Okay, great. So I think last year, PFLAG Sandpoint, which is a local organization servicing the community and families, came to both Evans Brothers and Matchwood and said, hey, what do you think about hosting this event? It was a no-brainer as far as this being a safe place, a welcoming group of businesses who want to foster this kind of event. And all of the proceeds after above the cost of putting on the event last year went to PFLAG Sandpoint. So they are technically our fiscal sponsor for the event. We are a 501c3 event in which we're raising charitable dollars to service the community, right? So it's not a Matchwood Brewing event. We are hosts and sponsors, but it is not to benefit Matchwood. It is to benefit the LGBTQI2S community. In addition, after putting on last year's event, we realized that there was a super high interest in planning this kind of celebration. And we called for kind of more public volunteers to help us plan it this year. So we launched a Pride Planning Committee. Our first meeting had 25 people show up. It was really exciting to see that interest all the way back in March of this year. It included high schoolers all the way up to folks who are retired or are identified as parents of folks who maybe identify in the community and have all kind of chipped away at little pieces of how to pull this event off. I will say there are some key businesses and players on that committee who are handling most of the logistics. Kudos to Adrian here, kind of being our fearless leader. I've been working hand in hand with Adrian on the heavy lifting of actually where will the tents go and where will the where will we plug the things in? All of those, the details that we don't want to see or think about while we're celebrating, but actually take a lot of time. And then in addition to kind of broadening who had input and how we plan the event, we also are expecting more people this year. And we wanted to be able to really identify and support other groups who are doing great work to service the LGBTQI2S community. So we've identified two high school groups who work with young people in the community who identify maybe are trying to be supportive or are great allies. And there's a task force at the high school level. And then another group of anonymous folks who are gathering in a safe way to kind of identify and communicate and build community. So proceeds will go to the two high school groups as well as PFLAG Sandpoint above and beyond anything it costs to put the event on. So that is a great opportunity to say we're still looking for sponsors for the event. We've had amazing business and community partners reach out. It's important that I name some of those sponsors. There's all different levels you can give at, and we just say give it the capacity that's meaningful to you. But some of our key sponsors include Ting, Alpha Idaho, Applegate Healthcare, Matchwood Brewing Company, Evans Brothers, Sandpoint United Methodist Church, Ray and D. Cossey, Bleeding Hearts Tattoo Emporium, Human Connection, the 219 Bar, And then we have a series of other sponsors who you can see on our website, who have given at the amounts that make sense for them. So they're all listed there. And this isn't possible without that kind of financial support. I will just close by saying we have a kind of rather large goal so that we can give money back to the community this year. And we're still looking for a sponsor. So get on sandpointpride.com, click on our sponsor tab and fill out the form. And then you can be a sponsor yourself.
What was the response after the first year from the community?
Adrian, you want to talk about that? You were there.
Well, yeah, it was great. There were lots of people. I remember later in the evening during the dance, a lot of people came up to me smiling, and some of them even had tears in their eyes, but they were smiling because they were saying things along the line of, I never thought this would happen here. I'm so glad to see this happen here. And it spoke to a long held need in our community for these kind of gatherings and recognition of our community. People realized that our community is larger than they really understood. And this has been the only way to recognize that. But because of that experience, some of us, Andrea and I and others, have been talking about, where do we go from here? How do we build this community? How do we strengthen and build our resilience? And we have this vision, this idea of a center, of a queer trans-led center, but for the whole community. A kind of ecological community and equality center that would serve the multiple needs and issues of the 21st century. So it would be a think tank, an educational community performance center, a training institute for young activists and organizers and future candidates, and that would address all these different dimensions of our lives that intersect sustainability, eco-psychology, human rights, localism, economic rights, into a cohesive fabric and programs that address all these, led by the community. And so what we want to do by the Day of Pride is have a tab on the website where people who are interested in this idea and who want to gather and talk about this in further detail, how can we make this this dream into a reality, they just go to the tab, sign on, and we will get back to them as to a time and location when we can have that community conversation. We hope to have it in August, because the first step is to find out what our community wants, what their needs are, what their issues are, what their visions are, what their concerns are, what their dreams are. The whole thing. We really want this to be a grassroots led organization.
Okay, Lucinda, is there anything that you would like to add to what Adrian's been saying?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because I attended last year's Pride Festival, and as a little queer kid growing up in small town Sandpoint, just seeing that community was just a beautiful thing. It just made my little queer heart so happy seeing all of these people gathered together who were just all together for the same cause. And that's just so important in this community, because it's honestly kind of disheartening when, you know, you're at school and there's all these people who, you know, don't agree with just you existing, and then seeing all of these people in your community who support you is a beautiful thing. So that's why I wanted to try and get involved at least a little bit this year, and that's why my sibling has been involved so heavily.
Would it be fair to say that one of the major benefits is the realization you're not alone?
Exactly, yes, 100%.
And it's so easy as a queer child growing up the sense that you are alone and you mm-hmm. can find your own community, and this is one of the ways to do it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like, there's so many times in your life when you feel like you're just wrong and you feel awkward, and then realizing that there are other people out there who feel that way is so enlightening.
So I would throw this out to anybody who wants to run with it. What would you say, if we're going to use labels, what would you be your message to the straight community about this Saturday?
Personally, I'd like to say that there's nothing that we're doing that's going to affect you besides possibly enlighten you on something that you didn't know about before. Really, I feel like a lot of straight people who don't have any experience in the LGBTQ plus community, they feel like we're encroaching on something or we're hurting somehow, but really we just want to be ourselves, and there's no better way to put it than we're just trying to exist.
Adrian?
Yeah, this is something, of course, I put a lot of thought into by that question in particular, because it applies, to race, gender, sexual orientation. And the message is, our empowerment does not mean your diminishment. Our vision of a better world includes you.
Exactly.
Okay, Andrea, do you want to add anything to that?
I'm an ally. I'm a business owner. I think there might be folks sitting at home not really knowing how to be supportive, right? There's a couple ways to look at this. It's like, we could think about changing the hearts and minds of people who maybe haven't felt the love of the LGBTQI2S community the same way that I have. But I also think there's plenty of people out there who in a small community don't know how to engage. And so just showing up and listening and being physically present is a really great way to be an ally. And creating space in our community. And that's what Pride is about. And then of course, if there's more you can do, volunteer or sponsor, and speak out and use your voice and your privilege to do that. So, the list of businesses and individuals who are sponsoring this event are doing that. They're exercising that moment. And hopefully that makes folks feel really heard at the event and seen.
You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, community supported radio for North Idaho. And we're talking about the Sandpoint Pride Festival coming up in a couple of days, the 16th of July, Saturday at the Greenery District, around Matchwood Brewing and Evans Brothers. Festivities begin at 2:00 with the speaking program. But Andrea, will the vendors be ready to go before then? Can people come out, let's say they go to the farmer's market, and can they wander over and will they find things?
Vendors will be setting up from about 12 to 1:30. So we are encouraging folks to come over at 2 p.m. If they're looking to interact with those vendors.
And Lucinda, wouldn't you say it's quite a colorful event?
100. Oh, absolutely. So everyone just shows up in their pride vest.
who's your target audience, or who do you hope to see at Pride Fest?
Everybody.
Yeah. All ages.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, we just mentioned that it's Saturday from 2 to 10, with there is sort of a pre-event on Friday from 4 to 10. So don't miss that. Adrian, you are also one of the speakers, presenters, your performers. Do you have any kind of preview for what we can expect from you on Saturday? Or is it a secret?
No, I'll be performing with my keyboard. I play keyboards, and you know, poetry, spoken word is my thing. It's what I've done for years, and just recently, in the last few years, I've incorporated my music into it. So this will actually be kind of a debut for me, where I've performed before such a large Sandpoint crowd. And for me, my inspiration is Patti Smith, the poet rock and roller Patti Smith back in the day, who once described performing as ceremonies of public healing. And that's what I hope to be able to achieve. And also, if there's musicians out there listening right now and singers, what I'm offering is the kind of the bare bones of material where I can hear backup singers and another and a band, a nice solid rhythm unit. So I'm hoping if any musicians and singers show up and they hear something that they want to contribute to, we can get together and form a band. So it's kind of a performance and audition all rolled up into one. Mm-hmm. But the intention is to create ceremonies of public healing.
Andrea.
Yeah, I just wanted, you mentioned all ages earlier, and I didn't mention that we do have a family-friendly environment and some activities that are family-friendly. So we'll have a face painter, a community art station where you can participate by drawing or doing artistic things. So folks of all ages will have a place to kind of be and engage in the event in addition to the performances and advocacy booths.
Part of the fun last year was to watch the parents with the little children all dressed up in colors and face painted, and they were having a wonderful time. And we can ask Jack, are you going to bring James? James was born a year and a half during the pandemic. Can we count on his attendance?
Absolutely. Yeah, I certainly think so. It does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think I'm trying to think if I was there last time, and I don't think so. I think I missed it. So I look forward to seeing what you guys put on.
It's a wonderful Saturday. Anything in closing, Adrian, Lucinda, or Andrea, or do you just want to go around and in closing each make a statement?
Well, I'll just speak. I'll speak really briefly to safety. I think it's important just to proactively acknowledge that we're in this historic time when there are irrational hostilities and acts of violence happening within our communities and across the nation. And so we've been really mindful of that. And we have an entire safety plan up on our website. So if that's been on your mind, or you're second guessing whether you should attend, or you've never been to an event and you're nervous about it, check out our website, read our whole safety plan. I should say, of course, we are doing everything that's in our control to create a really wonderful day that's full of joy and laughter, dancing and celebration. But we do need to just acknowledge the realities. We've done a lot of training. We've trained our volunteers on how to be mindful peacekeepers. We've partnered with regional partners to make sure that we're educated on how to stay safe. And we're partnering with the city of Sandpoint and Sandpoint Police. I just want to note that the event is on private property. And we'll be holding some community agreements and folks accountable to those community agreements. So when you arrive, check out those community agreements or read them on our website now so you know how to best participate in our event in a thoughtful way.
Thank you.
And I would add to that, that in the long run, our community safety depends on the quality of our relationships. And so what we hope this gathering will be an opportunity for people to create new relationships, new friendships. You know, when you live in a small town, there are people you see out and about all the time, but you don't really know them. This is an opportunity. I would encourage people to show up with the intention of finding someone like that, that you see all the time, but you've never really gotten to know, and make an effort to know them, meet them, introduce yourself to them, start talking to them. We want people to come out of this with some new friendships, some new connections, because in the long run, this is how we build a safe community.
Okay, Lucinda.
Well, yeah, it's super easy to get like kind of down because we live in this small town and you never really know what's going to happen at these events anywhere you live. But like Adrian said, it's all about forming friendships and alliances and just appreciating each other and loving each other. And that's what this event is all about.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adrian, Lucinda, and Andrea. We'll see you this Saturday at the Sandpoint Pride Festival 2022. The speaking program begins at 2, but some of the vendors will be set up ahead of time. Wander over, and we hope to see all of you there. Thank you so much for sharing your information about this Saturday.
Thanks so much. Happy Pride.